Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, yikes. Live from the Toyota Lounge, it's the NPR Draft. Henry's face was amazing. He's like, what's going on right now? That was really special for me. Presented by Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's, where you can get, providing all our draft coverage. Kings of chicken fingers and cane sauce and double Texas toast, as Justin suggested yesterday.
It's legit. You need to try it.
Anti-slaw guy.
Well,
I have had their Texas toast. It is buttery and delicious.
Look, when you do like a sandwich like that, you need some coleslaw or something just to round the whole thing out.
Right, right. Yeah,
he's can't a little, skip on it. Yeah.
He better be ordering extra cane sauce or that sando's going to be a little dry, perchance. Yeah, lots possible. Of bread. Lots of breading. Okay, we mocked it up yesterday. And we're back at it again because it's our season. It's our mock season. And yesterday we did the whole first round.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're doing every Broncos pick, period.
Okay. True. And
we're on the clock at 12. J.J. McCarthy just went at 11. We are running a simulator on this one to make it all happen.
Okay.
And, boys, I just got a trade offer from the Saints.
Oh, what'd they say?
Oh.
Pick 14 and 45 for pick 12 and 76? What?
Send it.
The quarterbacks are gone, so why not, right?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, by the quarterbacks are gone, I mean the top four. Brock Bowers, Terrion Arnold, Fuaga, versus Quinyon Mitchell, Fatanu, Mims, and I presume Bo Nix and Penix as well.
Yeah. So the case for it is because I'm looking at Bowers and Mitchell there as the two guys I'm hoping to get.
Right.
Playing the odds a little bit. Good chance one's still there at 14. The case against it is that Sean Payton literally hasn't traded down in draft since 2007.
Yeah, but Henry, 25 they were in straight a window ups. There with Drew Brees to win now, right?
True.
Like,
yes.
Aren't true. They in a window to move down? He's also from the Parcells school. Isn't Parcells where Belichick learned to trade down all those years?
I mean, apparently not, because
I'm
he has literally Henry. Not traded down.
I'm okay, hoping okay. and praying.
Okay.
So who do you think the Saints are targeting here then? If they're trying to come up.
Maybe one of those quarterbacks. Maybe one of those offensive tackles. Maybe even Brock Bowers or a top defender.
So can you live with trading back knowing that they might be targeting one of your two guys?
Yeah, no, I think that part of it I'm all right with.
We're accepted.
Sean would not be.
Send it.
Sean's already traded up three times in the real world.
Okay, Bowers and Terrion Arnold went.
Well.
I like Quinyon.
Quinyon, oh, good value
Quinyon's still
here.
There, yeah, for sure.
That was one of my two.
Miami's on the board offering us 21 and 55 for 14.
And 55. Oh.
Now we have two top 55 picks all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, still only one top 54, though. So.
And then how far back are we moving again? What is it?
From 14 to 21.
So Hank's two targets are gone.
Yep.
We got some tackles on the board, some pass rushers, I'm assuming.
I kind of thought Hank's two targets would be Bo Nix and Michael Penix, though.
That's the thing, is if we're trading down and getting Penix, I'm all for it.
So are they those guys on the board?
I can't get out of the trade off, but I'm guessing they are because JJ went at 11.
I say send it. Let's trade down.
I love this so much. This Nixie. Would be the ideal draft, right, guys? Okay, the Chiefs want to move up to 21 for a 20-25 second. I'm rejecting that.
Yeah. No.
20-25 second. Chiefs.
We need talent now.
Okay. What are our quarterback options? Is Penix still there? Okay,
let's go to quarterback right now. Michael Penix, Bo Nix, and Spencer Rattler, who's having a week on Twitter, huh? A week.
Guess they finally found the South Carolina film.
Are
or what?
Still available. Yeah. Yeah, I guess not. Okay, so the top four went as we expected. That wasn't the lock we predicted yesterday because Drake May went 2, Jaden Daniels. Neighbors Odunze went 5-6, Fashanu went 7, Latu went 8, Dallas Turner 9, Joe Alt 10, JJ McCarthy 11. Since our trade downs, Bauer, Arnold, Fuaga, Brian Thomas, Quinyon Mitchell, J.C. Latham, Amarius Mims, Nate Wiggins, and Graham Barton have gone. We have the quarterbacks left. We still have Verse, Fatanu, Johnny Newton, Byron Murphy, Chop Robinson, Cooper DeJean, JPJ. I think this is a perfect spot, though, to take Penix.
I agree.
But now we have 45, which makes this so fun.
Denver, we have a quarterback.
We do. We're going to reject this so this doesn't become a trade palooza. Bo Nix just went to the Raiders at 44. That's fun. Good thing we got our quarterback when we did,
thank
huh, boys?
Goodness. Yep.
A few of the players available to us now. Ladd McConkey, Zach Frazier, Trey Benson, Troy Franklin, Orokoro,
yep.
Edge Cooper, Ennis Rakestraw, Xavier Leggett, Kitchens, Patrick Paul, Jalen Polk, Michael Hall, who I'm a fan of, Kamari Lassiter, Ben Sinat, Yak God, Malachi Corley, Peyton Wilson, and Chris Jennings.
I'm feeling a little leggy.
Me too.
Guys, if you could trade down twice, add some picks, and then come away with Penix, Xavier Leggett.
We are cooking.
Oh, my.
We are really cooking. We're off to a hot start, actually.
That would be a hot start. We are up at 55. And
another top 55 pick.
McConkey, Trey Benson. Basically, it'd be easier to tell you who has gone since our last pick. Lassiter did go, as did Rakestraw and Troy Franklin. Peyton Wilson also gone. Leonard Taylor went, which left us with some of the other options at the interior defensive line, like Chris Jenkins, Michael Hall, or Ororo?
I hope he gets picked soon. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
Should we take him just to make sure we don't have to do it again?
Well, then he's going to have to pronounce his name the rest
true.
Of the show.
I didn't bring my laptop charger.
What are you at?
When we do mid rolls, I might run up and you guys might do Canes and
Is
Breck.
This a U.S.?
No.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. But that's okay. We'll do this pick and we'll take a quick break. This is great podcasting. Do you guys like my idea of the interior D line there?
I like Chris Jenkins quite a bit.
I do like Chris Jenkins. I think we missed a lot of the guys I'm excited about. I'm not going to lie.
Jatavion Sanders still on the board, for example. Roger Rosengarten, offensive tackle from Washington, the right tackle, yep.
Also
who tested
Colorado
out the...
Yes, local product, no kidding. And just recently visited the Broncos.
Well, Bucky Irving also still around. Who were some of your favorites that you fear are gone, Henry?
Oh, boy. I don't even... I mean, so Tavondre Sweat would be gone.
No, he should be available because he's a bad boy. He got himself in some real trouble.
I know, which is why I didn't want to say his name first, but he was the first who came to mind.
No, he is gone.
Yeah.
Crazy. Braden Fisk also still available. So he's dope.
Fisk for the upside would be tempting. Chris Jenkins is a plug and play.
Better run defender.
Certainly.
Bigger.
Certainly.
Braden Fisk, Central Michigan transfer. limited in his length.
Do we still have Darius Robinson on the board?
No, he went earlier, unfortunately. Yeah, the edges went pretty quick. Though Jonah Ellis is still around. You guys saw how he tested. Ada Isaac, Brandon Dorlis, and Western Michigan's Neyland also available still. Cornerback two, I feel like, is maybe an area where Chris Abrams drained the Mizzou kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandstrill.
That guy's a dog.
Sandstrill getting some hype. Yep. Kyrie Jackson, the Oregon kid. I mean, some of these guys would be available later.
I'd be a little tempted by one of those Washington receivers, but with Leggett already, I feel like
we kind of missed the boat. Do you really need it? Right. Right.
I mean, do we do a 20-20 and double up on receivers?
Tight end with Jatavion Sanders seems very intriguing to me, fellas. And let's see center. So Cedric Van Pran would be your top guy. Bortolani still around. Drake Nugent later on would be a good pick.
I wouldn't mind a Van Pran.
Yeah. Is center probably the biggest need at this point?
It's quarterback center pretty high up there.
Who got a quarterback?
Sanders to me is best player available. I could see Van Pran.
Who are the corners?
Yes.
If we hit the corners.
Our best corners available are Chris Abrams-Drain from Mizzou, DJ James, Mike Sandstrill from Michigan, Josh Newton from TCU, Andrew Phillips from Kentucky.
Okay. So I'm thinking I like Fisk. I like Jenkins. I could be convinced to go Sanders. And I like who are we most recently talking about? Oh, Van Pran. That's what's sticking out to me at the moment.
My vote would be for Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I can get behind it.
That's exciting.
You get more
exciting.
Athletic at tight end?
That is very exciting. A move tight end, a wide receiver that's that type of a baller. And
so where are we picking
and
next?
A quarterback. We are straight to round four.
And how is our battery looking?
Yeah, most importantly, how's the battery looking?
Okay, we're down to a critical percentage. Why don't you tell the good folks about Breck Brew and Raising Cane's real quick?
About Breck Brew first, I'm assuming?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, everyone knows we love our Breck Brews here at DMVR. We got tons of them on tap. We got them in cans. We got the good company hard seltzers.
I've never seen Greg run before.
That's how he runs. Wow.
Oh, wait.
Where did he go?
Wow, nobody will ever see any of that.
Maybe he's going to get us some Breck Brews.
I could use a few today.
We need them. We had a great time at the farmhouse.
We did.
Last week. That place is awesome.
When
go check it out. It's in Littleton. It's dope. Go tour the brewery. Go have some Breck beers. They've got great food there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, top-notch food at the farmhouse. You can find a Breck Brew near you, wherever you are. Doesn't have to be in Colorado. Use the Breck Beer locator at www.breckbrew.com.
And Raising Cane's. We like Raising Cane's.
We love Raising Cane's.
Yeah, we've already spoken about how we love it, actually. I tried for the first time a week or two ago. We don't have a lot of canes up in Montana. Very good.
Yes.
Bunch
Congrats,
of fingers.
Man.
I like
happy
the fingers.
For you.
Yep. Yeah, they took my my RC card, some have said. Raising Cane's.
All right.
Raising Cane's is awesome. How did Dre make it back so far?
Well done, Dre.
It's probably from...
This mock has been saved just
probably
so everyone...
Fueled by some fingers, maybe.
Do you want to go under the mic here so that you give yourself a little more wiggle room?
There we go.
I'm happy for you, though, Hank. Raising Cane's is great. Everyone needs to experience it. I'm glad you finally got yours.
Yeah, no, it's really good. We're going to go back soon. We almost went and got some last night, but at some point over this weekend, I have a feeling there's going to be some canes that are going to be eaten. The toast, we talked about all that. But download the app because it makes it super convenient. You just put everything in, then just go pick it up, and it's awesome. Raising Cane's.
One love.
One love.
One love, indeed. We're back. One love to you guys for handling that.
One love to you, Dre.
Good job, guys.
One love to you for saving the moth.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Saving the show.
Who put it in danger would be another question.
But that's fair enough.
How much credit do we give him?
All right, where are we at?
We are in round four.
Okay.
I must have traded my three pick.
I think we gave away that third to get that second. The first time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep.
I think you're right. Worth it.
Worth it. Yes. Certainly. My first question.
Yeah.
Blake Fisher on the board?
Pick 121.
Oh, we're at 121?
Wait, Blake yes. Fisher? Braden Fisk or Blake Fisher?
Blake Fisher.
Blake Fisher, isn't that his name? The O-lineman from Notre Dame.
There we go. Yep. I would imagine. Ball. Wait, what pick are we on?
We are now at pick 121.
Okay, so that is
pick.
A bigger gap. So I would guess pick, he's yep. long gone, actually.
Yeah, he is. Sadly. Sadly. R.I.P. Blake. Okay. Best picks on the board here. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Dwayne Carter from Duke.
Okay.
Dominic Pooney, the Kansas... Henry, don't smile. The Kansas Senior Bowl standout O-lineman. Tanner Bortolani, the center out of Wisconsin. He was badass at the Senior Bowl. Dylan Lobby, the New Hampshire running back, who's really good at catching it.
Yes, he
is. Look, I went Lobby so I wouldn't say Luby because that sounded better.
Well, you just did.
Jalen Wright, the running back out of Tennessee.
Ooh. Ooh.
Gosh, could we come away with that? Brandon Coleman, the TCU O-lineman. Jalen Ford, for example. Let's look at cornerback and inside linebacker that's available. Okay. Kyrie Jackson still on the board for us.
Interesting.
Jarvis Brown. Yep, Brownlee, the Louisville corner, also still available. Those would be two guys I target. At corner, at linebacker rather, it's Jalen Ford, Tommy Eichenberg, your Washington guy, Fushi?
Edifuan Ulofosho.
Yeah, that's what I said.
yeah.
And let's look at edge, where Jonah Ellis still available with Xavier Thomas, Cedric Johnson, Zion Tuipulafeti, Mo Kamara also still available, as is Brennan Jackson, the Washington State edge rusher.
All right, I like Mo Kamara. I like Jonah Ellis. Going back to cornerback.
Kyrie Jackson, the Oregon kid who transferred.
Him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would be good. And our next pick is 136. So we do pick in 15 picks from now.
I like the running back, too, the Jalen Wright.
I know, right? Jalen Wright kind of feels like a steal right now. Henry, are you a Jalen Wright guy? Because in the right hands.
In the right hands.
On the Toyota chat, Jose asking about Trotter Jr. He is gonzo, sadly.
And Bucky Irving's gone?
Ooh, Bucky Irving. Let's get Buck. He is gone.
He is gone. Okay.
Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, however, still available.
Okay. What about Braden Allen, Audric Estime?
Those guys look like they are gone. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Well, Jalen Wright's 79 on the consensus big board.
I think he's kind of a steal.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay. Jalen Wright. We went all off. I mean, this is a lit draft, boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick 136, the very first of the fifth round. Lots of running backs still available. Let's go cornerback and edge. Kyrie Jackson, sadly gone. Johnny Dixon, Penn State, the highest rated guy. Brownlee, still available. I like him. He looked really good at the Senior Bowl. As far as linebackers go,
Maris Lufau?
Yeah, he actually is around. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And Jonah Ellis also still around. And as is Mo Kamara.
Jonah Ellis is 81st on the consensus big board.
I mean, he just tested through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a top 100 pick.
Okay.
Yeah. He got hurt at the end of last year. And Utah had a bunch of issues last season, starting at quarterback, really. But he was their best defender when he was healthy, and he just wasn't healthy the whole year.
Bo Leemer, Drake Nugent, Andrew Rhyme, the Oklahoma center, also all still available.
What about tackles?
Offensive?
Yes.
You have Javon Foster still on the board. Christian Jones out of Texas still on the board. Garrett Greenfield's a fun story out of South Dakota State. Frank Crum from Wyoming, if that's your flavor. Yeah, so I mean, some decent options still on the board there.
Who do you like, Trey?
You know, I am probably most intrigued by Jonah Ellis here.
I would agree.
Yep. Henry?
Yeah, I can get behind that. I like that Garrett Greenfield, but he'll probably be there later.
Garrett Greenfield, huh? Mm-hmm. Tell us about Garrett Greenfield.
South Dakota State tackle.
Yeah. He is still available at pick 147. He tested really well, right?
I actually didn't see the testing. I just remember watching him play.
He's still available, as is Christian Jones, at our next pick here.
8.36 RAS.
See?
Actually,
that's decent. Not great, though.
Yeah, but the low marks are on size, which is crazy because he's more than 6'5 and a half.
Arm length looks a little short, too.
So I'm only 33 inside.
And a half. Was it? Okay.
He'd be moving inside, probably. Evan Williams, the Oregon safety, still available. He's always intriguing me. Some.
Yep. Who else do we have at safety?
Lufau still available, by the way. We also have Tyreek Smith, the other Georgia safety.
Okay.
Trey Taylor, the Air Force kid. Thomas Harper, Notre Dame. Sione Vaki, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Perry, TCU. You covered.
Yep.
He was the CU leader of that recruiting class back in the day. I bet he doesn't.
He doesn't like you?
No.
Oh, no.
Jake may have pointed out in a clip tweet that he was the one missing the tackle in space on a big play from the
bus. I did not say his name.
Oh, boy.
Right. You just brought attention to, oh, look who missed what about, that tackle.
Catan Oladipo. Is he there?
Help me out, buddy.
Oregon State safety.
Homies just be saying names like Catan Oladipo and expect you to know everything.
Oladipo.
I've not seen him.
No.
What are the defensive tackles like?
Defensive tackles. We have Justin Ebogie from Alabama. Gabe Hall out of Baylor. He looked good. Hall and Hall were a fun combo. Iowa's Logan Lee, also still available. James Madison's Jimri Chroma. Okay. Auburn's Marcus Harris.
I think the defensive tackle vein has been tapped out.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
A little bit. And, you know, offense, I think we're kind of waiting for, like, Drake Nugent. For just the right pick to take Drake Nugent. The
Don't
Michigan
we already have
local
Van
product.
No,
we went Jatavion Sanders.
Oh, that's right.
So far, we've drafted Penix, Leggett, Jatavion Sanders, Jalen Wright, and Jonah Ellis.
Okay.
A++.
A plus. I mean,
no.
As the guys who did it. No surprise. We love it.
No one can do a mock simulation like us. You need to bring something for the 30th ranked defense, says Jose on the Toyota chat. I could see it.
But what? I vote safety. Sione Vaki's there.
I do like him.
The Georgia kid.
Safety sounds like a decent deal. What about Evan Williams, the former Fresno State Oregon player?
Yeah, he was their like biggest transfer last year.
Yeah. He was a big deal. He played well.
I like Vaki better.
Do you?
I also think, I mean,
I'd be down with Vaki.
Yeah, I would too.
The Utah
late round
safety
scares me a little bit more. Like, I think early round safety makes more sense.
Broncos doubling up on Utah players on day three.
I do like that. This is an accurate mock.
Yeah, I'll send you a link in a second to Ruski here. We are up once again, pick 147. And then we just have 203 left.
Okay.
147. Okay. Oh, wow.
That's right. Is it time to jump on Drake Nugent?
Yes.
Yes. Who's at the top of the board, though? Top available.
Top available.
Give me, like, the top three or four.
Dylan Luby? Could you guys help me out with that pronunciation?
I thought it was Lob. But
there
I
you go.
Wrong.
Lob. Sounds great. Marshawn Lloyd.
Okay. We already took a running back, though.
Ray Davis.
Already took a running
Theo
back.
Theo Johnson. We took a tight end as well. Isaiah Adams out of Illinois, guard. Tyrese Knight, linebacker, UTEP. Matt Gunclavis, Pittsburgh offensive tackle. Whoa! Zach Zinter, guard out of Michigan.
Take him. Yep, that's a lock. That's a lock right there.
Take it.
Also, is Luke McCaffrey still on the board? That's a good question there.
He is.
He is.
He is. Oh, and he just got taken.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Oh, no.
Sorry. We got a future All-Pro in the sixth round.
Exactly. We're just bodying this.
Yeah. Yeah, the people hated our mock yesterday because we traded back twice and didn't take a quarterback, but this one...
We bodied this.
So we have one more pick?
Yep.
Seventh round?
Yes. 207. No, actually, third round. 207. Yaya, take a little one here.
Sixth round, you mean?
Interesting the Broncos talked to Dallin Holker today, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's still available here.
What about Xavier Weaver?
They already got receiver.
He would be available, though. Where is he on the consensus board?
He's really low on the consensus board. He hasn't gotten much. 284 on the consensus, but he ran. So his 10-yard split, this is, again, this is all hand time. This is at the local pro day or his individual pro day. His 10-yard split would have been tied for the fastest time out of anyone at the combine, 1.47. Ran 4.47.
Not bad.
Jumped 37 inches, 10.7 broad, 7-second three cone.
And you'd rather have him, though, than like a Brandon Johnson or a Jalen Virgil? And I guess Jordan's probably gone then, too. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Zay's a dog.
We never did get our center.
That is true.
Drake Nugent, you could double up on O-lineman.
Is he still there?
Michigan, yeah.
That's where I'd probably go.
So we take Zinter and Drake Nugent with the last two picks.
That's pretty good.
Send this mock to the Hall of Fame.
I think so. I kind of think so. Let me see who I do see the chats clamoring for Joe Milton. You could still do that.
Oh, he is on the board.
Tanner McLachlan.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The tight end out of Arizona.
Okay.
He's gotten a little hype. He's a good move tight end. Holker, as mentioned prior. Tennessee's Juwan Briggs, defensive tackle, still available. Satao Lomea, the O-guard from Utah. Edufon Olufisho, who is not the linebacker you liked. You liked the Notre Dame linebacker.
Maris Lufau, yeah.
This guy's the Washington linebacker who I saw PFF has as the highest graded linebacker in coverage last year.
Huh.
Brevin Spanford, the Minnesota tight end, graded as the top blocking tight end in this class.
I believe it. He's
kind of him and the Illinois guy. Logan Lee, defensive tackle out of Iowa. You know, he knows how to stop the run.
What about... Can you see if Devin Culp is still there, the Washington tight end?
Eric Watts, the UConn edge. Devin Polk. Polk.
Culp. C-U-L-P.
Tight end out of?
Washington. Because we didn't get either
of
the
he's available.
Washington receivers for Penix.
He's available. You could also draft Dylan Johnson, the Washington running back, for our guy Michael Penix. You could also...
I really liked him.
The wide receivers are gone.
After he got hurt, he looked so bad, and I just can't get it out of my mind.
Yeah, oh, he was sick, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, but before that, like, I loved him. But then when he got hurt, I just couldn't... I can't get that out of my head.
Yaya did point out... kicker, Cam Little out of Arkansas, still available.
What about the punter? Torrey Taylor?
Guys, what are we doing?
Troy Taylor out of Iowa, still available.
See,
yeah.
That would be one I could get behind.
Come
bro,
on.
The screwed up not getting Stonehouse. Don't do it again. You could get an even better punter.
I'm on Drake Nugent here.
Yeah, that feels pretty amazing.
Are there
amazing.
Any, like, long snappers that might be available?
Let's you don't want Drake Nugent. Yeah. Crazy enough, they don't have long snappers on this app. Oh, 206. We have basically back-to-back picks.
So give me fucking Torrey Taylor.
Okay, take Drake Nugent and then take the punter. Do not take the punter
Let's
first.
Let's do it. Joe Milton did go the last pick, just so you know.
Oh,
bummer.
Torrey Taylor out of Iowa, and we have completed the Mona Lisa of mock drafts.
We really did it.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Great job.
Yeah, insert one here, please.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to download this and send it to Yaya. So he can bring it up. Oh, so I'm unplugged. I've just been.
Oh, God. Hurry up and send
it. Send it to Yaya. Okay, boys. In retrospect, getting Michael Penix, Xavier Legette, Jatavion Sanders, Jalen Wright, Jonah Ellis, Sione Vaki, Zach Zinter, Drake Nugent, and Torrey Taylor. What would you have done differently?
I might have done something different at that Sanders pick.
Yep. That's the one I look at.
Yeah, there was like the Washington offensive tackle could have been really good value there.
That was
our chance to really get that cornerback too.
True. Fisk or Jenkins.
The way that you talked about tight end, especially after we took Sanders, makes me think that if you want one, you can wait.
It did feel like there were more tight ends available as we running back and tight end.
Yes.
So, like, you know, in retrospect, we maybe didn't need to press for those. Not getting a second cornerback did feel, you know, and again, I mean, edge. I think we kind of lucked out with Jonah Ellis and Mo Kamara being available in the fourth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's super realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of like fourth round edges. Like, I feel like if the Broncos get one, you get one in the first, you know?
Right.
Just because, like, because you have three guys there who are probably still better this year than those guys.
It's like taking a tackle on day three. Like, it's a project. Like, you're just hoping that it turns into something.
But a project at tackle, to me, makes more sense than a project at edge at the moment.
For sure. For sure. Do we have the picks going up?
This CSU tight end is in this year's draft, Ricky. So maybe looking back, Penix, Legette. I mean, Penix obviously is the steal if you can move down twice, acquire picks, and still have him in that zone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sanders, in retrospect, you could have maybe waited on a tight end. I don't know that at that pick you could have done much better than like a Jonah Ellis.
True.
I mean...
And maybe you could have waited on running back too.
Could have doubled up at receiver at some point too if you wanted to.
With Mims... Tim Patrick, Sutton, and you're adding a top 50 guy. Do
and
they really
Reynolds.
Need that?
So you've Reynolds? Already got five to play. And then you've got like Lil Jordan and Brandon Johnson, Jalen Virgil, and I love those guys.
It's still a bottom 25% receiving core in the NFL.
And look, I mean, someone like
Xavier, a fourth rounder isn't going to fix
someone
that.
Someone like Zay Weaver could be available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an undrafted, right?
I don't think he's going undrafted, but in this situation for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just tough to get six receivers on the field.
helping the O-line by drafting Zinter and Nugent later on there is really massive.
Yep.
You know, Vaki in retrospect is definitely my least favorite of all these picks.
I know. Okay. That's a tough one, too. Because it's again,
the what's Broncos, the case for him for people who might not know the Utah safety, Hank?
Productive. I mean, what he's been there three years as a starter now?
So,
is that right? Because I remember he was definitely there when I was there.
You like him closer to the line of scrimmage, right?
Definitely.
He's just extremely versatile. Like, he was up there with Travis Hunter as the most versatile player in the nation last year.
Could he be your big nickel?
I think he could.
So, that's intriguing.
I mean, let me get his measurements real quick.
Is there a world, Hank, where they find kind of a big nickel, linebacker, safety, box, defender hybrid?
See,
and there are formations where Jaquan can be more of a two-deep safety?
No. I mean, we just haven't seen that yet. You know? Like, I think he's more likely to get more reps at the boundary than flip to safety, I would guess. And the thing about, again, like the late-round safety is that you've already got the new guy, Brandon Jones, who's going to start. You've got P.J. Locke and Caden Stern, so you've kind of got that top three rotation. And then you've invested in, like, a J.L. Skinner, who you would think would be kind of factoring in. Delarian Turner-Yell hasn't played great when he's gotten changed, so he's still on the roster. So I guess you don't worry too much about blocking Turner-Yell. It's just that you have Skinner there, who's probably already kind of that guy, you would think. But you look at the Broncos roster, though, and if you're taking, like, a fifth-round pick, there are very few spots to plug him in, you know?
So I think what I would have done here, in retrospect, at 55, I probably would have gone Sandristil, the nickel out of Michigan. And then at 145, Holker is still there. McLaughlin, the Arizona tight end. If I could do it over, maybe even Devin Culp, the Washington tight end.
Theo Johnson was available, like, in the fourth and stuff.
What I would have done in retrospect. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the comments that are standing out most to me are things like no cornerback, didn't help mm-hmm. the run defense enough. It is one of those where I do think it's one of those drafts where, look, this team's not in a spot where even trading down and adding picks, you're going to be able to fill every need in one draft or one offseason. So you're kind of going to have to pick and choose. I think we kind of made more of a conscientious route of adding more playmakers, adding more speed, trying to give Penix and Peyton more weapons to just be more dangerous for teams to game plan against, and then tried to find that value in the trenches later on day three, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have kind of flipped that. You could have prioritized some run defense a little more, and you could have prioritized some of those bigger needs on the defensive side, that safety spot, that second corner spot, and the off-ball linebacker.
Yeah.
I mean, who are your two starters this going into?
I mean, it's got to be Cody Barton and Alex would be the best bets. But you also have Jonas Griffith, who was supposed to be a starter a couple years ago and then got hurt early, and that's why Alex wound up being the starter. And then Drew Sanders, who knows what position he plays.
Right. Could be dependent on do you draft a Jonah Ellis or do you draft a Jalen Ford?
True. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, who's that guy that's maybe swinging things a little bit? Look, I like the value we got.
Definitely.
I like the playmakers we got. I like these guys in the hands of a coach and offensive mind like Sean Payton. Like, mm-hmm. I really think Legette, with his yak ability, his speed and body type, very kind of Deebo Samuels-esque.
Yep.
A.J. Brown's the comp you came up with, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's a dangerous, dangerous weapon to add to this offense. Jalen Wright, by far the fastest running back in this class. Tennessee speedster running back. Mm-hmm. The Kamara comps are easy to write. Jatavion Sanders is exactly the kind of playmaker I've been hammering away, saying this offense needs more of. So if you accomplish that, I'd feel great. I would feel like it's an A-plus draft. But yeah, some of those more basic needs not necessarily being addressed. And that is something to figure out. There'll be lots of storylines and when we come out of this draft, no matter what direction they go in, no matter if they put a Hall of Fame draft together like we just did.
A big takeaway, those top four picks just make the Broncos faster and more athletic.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it, they need that desperately.
Like, size speed at playmaker positions, you just improved yourself significantly.
Yes. Yep.
And just overall upside of the squad, I think, was upped quite a bit.
Yep. Definitely.
Jonah Ellis is a hell of an athlete, too.
Xavier Leggett, I'm not sure if I've said this on here, kind of Demaryius Thomas-y.
I love that. Absolutely love that. There's and like, I definitely
shit.
See it.
Yes.
Definitely see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that. Yeah. It is. It kind of Sanders makes that receiver room a little bit weird. But I guess you imagine he's your like wide receiver two. Then you got Mims, Reynolds, Patrick competing for wide receiver three. Or maybe you just maybe Leggett isn't day one, just wide receiver two.
Tom Blosley with an all-time comment. Xavier Leggett did kind of go viral for what his voice sounds like. Yeah. Super country boy.
Yeah. He's country as hell.
And Jadavian Sanders at 55 is a great pick.
Okay, we close it out. Yaya is going to give us a draft grade. Yaya, give it to us.
See, just because you guys didn't get a corner, I think it has to be a B+. B+, A, it's a good one. There's missing pieces, but you can't fill every hole. And Hank helped out with this one, and just because Hank helped out, that brings it down about half level grade.
Good job. Good job. That's beautiful.
Catching strays, my guy.
That wasn't stray.
Thank you to the
that was Lake. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Direct
hit. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to producer Yaya for that glorious grade. Thank you all in the chat. Leave us a thumbs up. We'll be back next week. And thank you to Raising Cane's and Breck Brew for bringing this here podcast. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.